The strike by pilots at Comair enters its fourth day today, and the regional airline has canceled all its flights for next week. Meanwhile, pilots at Delta Airlines, Comair's parent company, will be deciding today whether to accept arbitration on their dispute with management. If the Delta pilots reject arbitration, a 30-day cooling-off period will begin, which could be followed by a strike. Pilots for both Comair and Delta insist that regional air carriers should offer pay and benefits closer to those at major airlines. From member station WABE in Atlanta, Joshua Leves reports.
One of the major bones of contention in Delta's dispute is the pilot union's insistence that pilots of Delta Express, one of the airline's regional carriers, should no longer be paid on a separate wage system. And at Comair, another subsidiary of Delta, pilots want their pay and benefits to be more like the main airlines. Pilots say times have changed.
There is this myth that there is such a thing anymore as a, quote, regional airline.
Paul Lackey is a Comair pilot and union spokesman. He says airlines that were built to cover areas just about 500 miles from their home bases have grown.
Today, we have a route system that spans from Montreal to Mexico City and Nassau to Las Vegas.
Comair also flies some larger aircraft now, at times carrying more than 100 passengers. And most other airlines that are considered regional, such as Atlantic Southeast and American Eagle, have expanded in similar ways. The government categorizes airlines by their revenue, and it now lists these airlines as nationals rather than regionals because their revenues exceed $100 million a year. The major carriers, like United and Delta, have revenue of at least $1 billion. Comair pilot Lackey says pilots for all commercial airlines do similar work.
We operate under the same identical federal aviation regulations. We have to meet the same exacting physical, medical standards, and the same exacting flight performance standards. A pilot is a pilot is a pilot.
But the pay and benefits still differ greatly. Pilots for major air carriers start off getting about $24,000 a year, and within 5 years can be making six figures. Pilots for regional carriers start off at only about $15,000 a year and top off at about $72,000. Regional pilots generally also work more days each month and only get paid for time spent piloting flights, not traveling to get to the flights. Kit Darby runs Air Inc., a firm that helps recruit pilots for airlines. He says taking a job with a regional carrier was traditionally thought of as starting off in the minor leagues.
People do it because it's part of an apprenticeship, building experience type thing, and you could move on to the major airlines. But there are pilots, many pilots, that choose to stay at these regional carriers or have to stay at the regional carrier, and they view it now as a career.
Darby says pilots find more opportunity for advancement in the regionals since they're growing at a much faster rate. Also, pilots who move up to the majors lose their seniority and have no say over which flights they do. That's why, in addition to higher pay, pilots at Comair and Delta Express want a company-funded retirement plan. They already have 401ks, but the major carriers offer retirement funds that the pilots don't have to pay into at all. The pilots say regional airlines can afford it because they've been making big profits, while some major carriers have been slipping. But Deborah McElroy, president of the Regional Airline Association, says pilots are misrepresenting the facts. She says the vast majority of regional flights are still small and travel short distances, so there's less revenue to work with. Even still, McElroy says, regional airlines, including Comair, are raising pilot salaries.
What they're doing is offering measured steps, measured increases, again, commensurate with the revenue potential of the airplanes.
McElroy also says there's competition among regional carriers, just as there is among major carriers. She says the companies can't put themselves in the position of having to raise prices to cover new salaries and benefits.
We need to remember that in order to be of value to our passengers and remain serving those markets, we have to keep our costs in line.
Regional pilots across the country are keeping a close eye on the Comair strike and the Delta negotiations. Analysts say whatever gets decided in these disputes could affect future contracts at other regional airlines nationwide. For NPR News, I'm Joshua Leves in Atlanta.